On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us, listen to the Powers That Be, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys suck. Jiggle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Friday. Ah, yes. Good news, Friday. Bad news, August 1st.
Oh.
Now, maybe you were trying to get away from August. I'm never trying to get away from any particular month. But
no, it's
It's crazy that it's August, but I like that it's Friday.
Why run from August?
No, we're in August. I'm saying running from July.
Yeah.
Getting out of July, you got football coming up, and a lot of your food stamps hit today.
Well, it's just thinking, you know, food. Bills.
Yep.
I'm glad that it lines up, our pay structure lines up with my bills, just like they do. I mean, it's pretty cool.
This month you'll have, I don't want to pull the curtain back too much, but you have 3 pay dates. So that's where it'll fudge it up a little bit.
It'll make you think, like,
especially when you got to pay the stupid-ass rent today.
Stupid rent.
Mortgage is worse.
Stupid stuff. I would disagree, Paige. At the end of the day, you will have something.
Yeah, you're right about that. Except.
No offense to you, fat boy.
If you have to pay a regime fee and they have an assessment.
That's
every year.
A load of bourgeois.
Life. That is life.
Regime fee. Ugh. I hate fees.
What is it like to get?
Fees. I hate them.
Well, you don't have control over that. That's people that decide for you, and it goes up every year.
I know. I'm just saying I would. What would happen if you, and I'm not going to give too many clues as to where you live.
Please no.
But let's say you and your neighbors, even the one who wanted to facilitate you that night.
Oh, he's not there anymore.
Yeah. Use it or lose it, Paige.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Snooze, you lose.
A guy, a neighbor offered, he was drunk or something, offered to go in and take care of Paige with his mouth, and she denied him. And he apparently moved now.
Well, I don't think he was living there at the time.
Oh, yeah. But so.
He was a visitor.
What if. Let's just say for numbers' sake, don't tell me less or more, but let's say you have 50 neighbors, and all of you got together and said, you know, we own these. Townhome, condominiums, things.
Condos.
And the townhouse. What is the difference? I don't know.
That's wherever you live. Whatever they want to call them, I guess.
Which one sounds more like bougie to you? Like townhouse or...
I thought a condo was the only one you could buy.
You can buy a townhouse.
Not where I'm at.
Well, nevertheless, what if you and the other 49 got together and said... You turn on some Twisted Sister and you're like,
hell yeah,
gonna take it
anymore. What would they do?
You'd probably.
I wonder what legally what they could do.
What if you refused to pay?
Yeah, if you said,
they put you in collection.
But it's okay.
They'll put a lien on you.
Yeah,
But they only. I don't know.
They'll cut your internet off.
They can't.
No, that's they don't part pay of the, for that. You pay for your own.
Oh, okay, where you are, they don't.
You pay for your own.
You mean where you are? It's your internet's included?
Not me. I'm not in one of these, but right down the road where I'm at, they'll pay for your landscaping, your internet.
Well,
it's all part of your fee.
They pay for my landscaping, which is not much.
Well, they shouldn't be. I mean, no.
They just trim my bushes.
But the people that live where I'm talking about can afford to drop a $500,000 on a...
Well, if your bush gets out of control, then nobody's going to come in. Like, you know, they're not going to read your meter.
So deep with that.
It's true. If you got a bush that's out of whack, they won't read your meter.
You won't stop with you trying to, like, catchphrases out. Like, you thinking before you speak, unlike me. You're actually thinking, like, this could be on a T-shirt one day.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Friday, and I hadn't even asked you yet, but I already know.
What?
If you're ready for the weekend. But I don't want you to have to hit the button. I'm ready for the weekend. I'm always ready for the weekend.
You know what? This weekend, yes.
What it, Fat Boy, to your point, when they mix in the landscaping, that's to protect themselves because they know people don't ever match up landscaping.
Well.
Hold on. They don't ever match up landscaping. So if they didn't take care of that landscaping. Some people wouldn't landscape. Mm-hmm. Or, as I say, cut your grass.
That is true. These people move into this particular neighborhood because it's low maintenance and they were promised high-end retail. What?
What? Since people don't want to go anywhere anymore. They want to stay, which I, it's big city thinking is really what it is. It's big city planning where they want to. It's what happens. Like the old story, I was telling Fat Boy this the other day. I had no clue about it. I was looking something up, and that it's about LaLanna and how big it really is, like as far as like land size and stuff. And Atlanta was not even the biggest city of Georgia before, you know, the whole industrial complex deal was Decatur. Literally, God, was like wild. Huge. And then some entrepreneurs, land barons, whatever you smart, whatever you want to call them, decided to say, you know what? The train actually goes by this city up here. It's called, I don't even know if it had a name yet. It probably did. Because it's all like Atlanta, based on Atlantic, based off Atlantis, all that stuff. So they said, well, you know what? We're going to make a city out here. And they started just building houses. They got people to come build industries there, buildings and stuff. The railroad was there. It had, I mean, it was perfect. Yep. And then suddenly, LaLanna became Decatur. Mm-hmm. And Decatur became old LaLanna.
Well, didn't Atlanta burn during the Civil War?
Damn Sherman.
So allegedly. Maybe that's why... Decatur became the big city for a while, and then Atlanta came back.
Maybe Decatur burned it.
Maybe Decatur burned it. Oh, my God. Yeah. Was Sherman from Decatur, and he was pissed.
Blamed it on Sherman. And Sherman was like, yeah, I don't care. Blame it on me. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. I'm from Decatur.
But burn your city down.
You think Northern Civil War like soldiers that. Is like, hey, get out of here. I'm going to shoot you.
Unless they were the Irish, one or the other.
Or the Germans. Mm. Yeah. The Irish or the Germans that fought in our Civil War. Again, smart. I mean, if I'm in another country and they're like, hey, you want a plot of land?
You know your stuff.
You want a plot of land? Come here in this country where you're free? Where you're free?
Plot.
Yeah, I'll fight in your war, sure.
What these people ended up getting in their neighborhood was a few doctor's offices. But
oh, for the high-scale, what was it you said?
They wanted high-end retail.
High-end retail.
But well, that's not a nice client. I mean, that's a nice clientele. It's not like you're at a liquor store or something.
Well, they ended up.
Yeah. Okay. Bull crap. I've been to many doctor's offices where there was people in there that I couldn't tell if they were in there panhandling or
a gas station
or was on their last breath of life.
Yep.
It's all kinds.
Yeah.
They're all kinds, baby. Do they have a Moe's? Do they have a Whataburger? Do they have a Target Small?
Ooh.
They got a couple food joints, but they kind of sold these people too on. Hey, so-and-so lives here. Since I live in a college town, you know, it could be a coach. It could be a relative of a coach.
Oh, what a lie.
It could be a couple coaches that live in there.
Like they're going to be living in like a, something that's not a million-dollar home.
They'll drop a half million on it, but then there's a neighborhood coming up beside it that's a lot bigger, and the people are like, hang on now.
Uh-huh.
We dropped money on this, promised this, and didn't get it. Why are we still here?
So I know exactly. Right before, when I moved from TR, before I moved to where I'm at now, TR means Traveler's Rest.
It's coming up.
They,
Trailblazer Park, shout out.
It is. I mean, it's fun.
I like TR.
But they, I was looking at an apartment. It was a rent apartment, and it was in, and this is not a name drop at all, because I didn't move. It was in downtown. But it was in, I don't want to say exactly where, but no particular, I'll tell you. Well, I shouldn't.
Don't give him a shout out, because people might want to live
exactly.
There.
Well, not for that reason, but just like, there's no need to. It's just and they said there's this big older building across the street that, you know, where it is that somebody's going to buy it, and they're going to put all these different businesses in there, and it was going to be them stackables, the way they do the stackables.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Well, that was 3 years ago, and I drive by that damn building 3 times a week, and it's still just an old building just sitting there. Now, I know that they can't make promises. Yeah, but they're saying, you know, where it is that so-and-so is buying this building, they're going to stack businesses in there, so you don't have to go anywhere. You don't even need a car.
Plans
You're working from home now.
Plans don't always work out, right? I got a buddy that lives in an old mill that they converted to an apartment. I was like, what's that like? He's like, my ceiling's like 30 feet high.
It's crazy, isn't it? My window, I can't get curtains long enough for my huge-ass windows. Like, they were so big because
it's way up there.
They'd make the poor people go in there and work in the dark. They just had those big, huge windows. That was it. They had to pull your textiles over by the windows.
Everybody want to live in a mill now.
You didn't want to work second shift. You were literally making clothes in the dark. That's where all the irregulars came from. The second shift. They were working in the dark. You like catfishing in the dark.
Try to figure out the next thing that's going to become housing. You never thought mills would become housing, but you know what's next?
Well, so that's funny you say that, because remember the whole, about 10 years ago, there was the big move where people were buying shipping containers and making small homes out of, they were even stacking them.
I haven't seen one, but I know what you're talking about.
First, well,
I haven't seen one in person.
It was huge in Austin, Texas. And again, why was it huge? I think people just said, this area is booming, blah, 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 blah. What can we do? Let's make this a trend. Like they made, no offense, Paige, they made tiny homes a trend. Where they were almost put it in your head.
I love
like,
tiny homes, so.
But I want a tiny house. The thought of it is fun, but down deep you'd hate it.
Yeah, I was.
But it just conforms the mind to say, why do I need this huge ass house? And I mean, that's.
It's ironic they bring immigrants to this country in containers illegally, but they end up making
houses out of them. Yeah. Like the bathrooms at Freight Yard in Spartanburg, they're literally shipping containers. I mean, they're niced up and everything, but it looks cool though.
I mean, it's instead of a tiny pigs, home.
First time I'd ever took a dump in a shipping container, I'm going to be honest.
I was kind of thinking maybe I wanted to just either get a boat, but then I wouldn't be able to maintain it.
A boathouse?
Yeah.
It's
the only thing cool about that is like you just go outside to pee.
But the bad thing about it,
you'd fall overboard.
Now you're trying to say that I can't hover over something.
Well, off the side of a boat. Yeah, I will bet you cannot go to number one off the side of a boat without falling.
I have hovered over many places in my day.
Leave his face out of this.
Many a times in the mountains when we in the winter time, because we don't have the pipes, you know, where everything is shut down. I do go up there.
Yeah.
I don't know, you go up there when it's winterized, the whole house. Boy, I'd hate that.
Oh, it's beautiful. The dogs like to play, and you just hope that it snows so they can play in the snow.
Like, what do you like about it?
I don't know that they like it, though.
I love it.
The woods and whatnot. Mm-hmm.
It's quiet. I like going up in the fall, too. So usually we shut everything down around October, so in Halloween. When it starts
it's
getting
so
really
quiet up there, you can hear like a squirrel running through the trees or Paige and her four friends scissoring in the other room.
The Cougar Club.
Cougar Club.
I've never walked out into the woods and been like, you know, this is nice.
You've never walked down anywhere.
People love being in the woods.
There's lots of things you can do in the woods.
It's like everybody's tan again.
No, well.
A hiking stick.
Grab a tree.
You
get energy off trees.
I love it, though. I mean,
you don't love it when you have oncoming traffic on the trail, right? Because then you're cussing. You're like, God dang it.
Not that. Well, I don't. I'm usually doing it with they're not AirPods. There's earbuds. I hate that. That's a thing.
Hey, bud.
You don't listen to the sound of the wind.
Here comes a retired couple with three dogs heading your way.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Here comes possible people who actually live in the woods. I can't tell.
Here comes Ohio family, and they're about six deep all rolling through. Because there's no woods in Ohio. They got to come down here and look at them.
It's just the weird thing. Not that I'm not a personable person, but like when you're walking and you see them, like if you're on a flat area of the hike and you see them coming from a mile away, like you're not making eye contact. Yeah. You're not like you're kind of looking at what your peripherals watching them so you don't run into them. And then when you get up there, it's like to me, it's just it could be a head nod or it's like
big ups, like give me something, dap me
how's
up.
It going? But then you get these people who I think you said older folks, and that's awesome that they still go out and do it, but they, it's their, it's like hike life. Like they
oh my, that's all they do.
They will say like, you know, Lord, I'm a nice person. I don't like meaningless conversation, if that makes any sense at all.
I don't like anyone
saying, well, I heard yesterday's show. But still, I'm not a fan of just like unneeded whatever. So it's like a head nod. It's fine. Or it's like, good morning, good afternoon kind of thing. But some mention of the weather. Or they said there's a bear over there. Or just some kind of,
Dude, at this weight when I hike, I only hear me breathing. I can't hear anything else.
You hear it in your ears.
So, yeah. So, when people are trying to talk to me or my wife's talking, I cannot hear anything.
I hear it in my ears, guys.
And I'm the type of person, when you talk to me, even though I don't care, I feel like I have to, you know, humor you. And
you're
you
good at that. I can tell when you do that as well.
I see how you would be troubled by that. And
here comes an example.
Some people would just take offense to it. I'm like...
And I get really annoyed because I have to walk slowly with my dog because sometimes she gets all... You know,
yeah, she broke your leg.
She's strong. She's 80 pounds. And I hate when there's
that's more than Joe.
Cycling riders, people who think that they need to get it in between you and your friends and just go straight through you. And I mean, it's like, okay, you can slow down a little bit.
I don't like the guy that says, am I close? Are we close? I'm like, I don't know, dude. I don't have a pedometer out here. I'm not counting steps.
Pedometer. Are we close? Close to.
Are we close to the waterfall? Or like, do you hear any water? You dumb dick. You tell me if you're close.
Are we there yet?
You remember the I did a video one time when I was hiking. I was by the dam, and so I just had the camera like on me, and I'm like, oh man, it's out here in the freedom of the woods. Do anything you want to do, and you hear the water, and I'm like. For instance, I'm just sitting here peeing while I talk to you. And I can just imagine what that looked, you know, people felt. And then I turned to show that I was, in fact, standing by the dam. But then I did allude that I was also peeing. So you don't know. The only people know is in two owls that was there that day.
Oh, yes. I'm sure the owls have seen me do a lot of things that they're just, like, shocked about.
Dude's name Owl.
In the woods.
You might have a hiker that says, let me run to the bottom real quick.
What are you doing?
Hang on, let me get down.
Never mind, turn away.
There's nothing you want to see up there. You might as well turn around.
I gotta go.
It's like when you're going down a certain road and you see like the people in front of you all of a sudden just start to make U-turns. You're like, it's another train on Rutherford Road, and that's just stopped. You'll see people do that on the trail. Like you'll see them turn. They won't say, hey, they got this part of the trail closed off. They'll just let you keep walking.
Yeah,
it's like I think when people do the U-turn for a train, they should light flash you and like, hey, you might as well go ahead and turn around, buddy. You ain't going nowhere for a while.
But then you're alerting traffic to impede you going
and
the other
like
way.
It's like a reverse zipper lane where people are like, oh, well, you're going to cut me off, and then it's going to be another. God, it's weird. All right. If God wanted us to drive, he would not have given us feet. I really believe that.
That's right.
The FOF line. This is what you're a small portion of some of the insanity you're going to hear today.
The office is a three-person bathroom. He's a male. We are two females. And I swear to God, he has irritable bowel syndrome. He takes this probably about 20 times a day.
That's a lot.
Bless him.
That's a lot, Toots. To put on somebody.
That's one of those things where it could be like a major health condition, or he could just be going in there to like get online, or you know, like a married man will do at home. He will oftentimes pretend to go shoo-wee, but he's just wanting to get away and sit down in a room very small by himself.
Remember that's how Scott Peterson cheated. He went into the bathroom, turned the shower on, and called Amber Fry. And she's like, I didn't know he was married.
Also, in This Is 40, Paul Rudd would go hide in the bathroom and pretend to take dumps.
So men are terrible, is that what you're saying?
Well, y'all do it to go shop.
Oh, not really.
Oh, my tummy. And it's like, oh, yeah, it's Prime Day. I know where your ass is going.
I'm going to do it in front of you. I don't care. So, my money, my debt.
If those owls could tell us what they saw.
She leaves the door open.
So the FOF line starting up 8 o'clock hour, 864-241-4318, 864-241-4318. Paige, what is up in the flex?
Oh, my gosh. A new revelation about Hulk Hogan that we just found out, and we're going to talk about it next. Whoa. So, get ready.
Gosh.
Yeah, I found something out about that, too.
This one might pull on your heartstrings a little bit.
Okay. I don't want to make sure, I don't want to say the same thing she might have.
So. I thought Bubba had released more videos.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah, he ended up being, I guess, kind of dead on that one.
Let's not say dead on.
That's some accurate information.
Yeah.
Even though they weren't friends anymore.
Wow. All right.
Allegedly.
I still regret not doing the bit I wanted to do. I guess now it wouldn't be good to do it, but just, because people can't say his name. It's Huck or Honk or
Honk Hogan.
Honk Hogan.
Honk's the best one.
You have to almost think about it to really say it fully. Do it right now in your cars or trucks. Just say Hulk Hogan. You can't. You absolutely can't. Text in right now. Text in Hulk Hogan. You can't even do that. Paige, we're going to do that next, right?
Yeah.
All right. Good morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah. The Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Yeah. I'm Paige, and our headline is brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, the coroner report is in. And Hulk Hogan died of a heart attack.
Brother.
But news is coming out that he also had leukemia.
Oh.
No. Okay, that's not what I heard.
What did you
think? I heard he overdosed on patriotism.
That's what it was.
Brother.
Another little tidbit I found out was Brooke took herself out of the wheel.
Yeah. They hadn't talked in months.
Yeah. Why?
He didn't know. Apparently he didn't approve of her, who she married. I don't know who he is or why he didn't agree with it or whatever.
That's so sad.
Well, she says she didn't want to,
You know what? For the first time, I will Google that.
She didn't want to be a party to the financial fight. His wife's going to have a say. And I doubt Hulk had a prenup. I don't know.
Sky Hogan?
Yep. There are rumors coming about her possible religious affiliations.
Yeah, so you said that yesterday, and I actually saw something last night about that, and I'm like, wow, I had no...
What do you mean, Scientology? Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
And they got a big hub down there where they live, in Tampa.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Tampa's the hub of wrestling, carnival, carnies. They all live there. It's the Buccaneers, I believe, are there.
Is that where the
lightning strikes a lot there?
Are?
Yeah. Rays, Devil Rays, D Rays, Drays.
Well, back to the coroner report. It came out yesterday, and as expected, it said that he died of a heart attack, but he also had an irregular heartbeat. But there was a surprise in there, too, that he had leukemia, but we don't know when he was diagnosed with it. He had never disclosed that, but really, it's none of our business. For him to disclose something like that. And he died last Thursday at the age of 71. Medics were called to his home in Clearwater, Florida, just before 10 a.m.
Also home of spring training baseball. Let's not forget that, too. I was thinking of, what's the other thing? Also, spring break. Tampa.
Oh, yeah, you got to go. Got to go to spring break.
So they tried to revive him for 30 minutes before taking him to the local hospital where he was pronounced dead.
I actually got audio from the corner if you want to hear it real quick.
The American Dream, thunder in both fists, headed your way with knuckle sandwiches.
That's an official report. Like Mama Cass, she actually died in bed eating knuckle sandwiches. That's what I read. Maybe it's old wives' tale.
I wonder what that tastes like.
Brooke Hogan is married to NHL defensive player Stephen Oleski. I had no clue she was married to a hockey guy.
Yeah, I just didn't know him. I don't know many hockey players.
I don't either. I don't know. Wayne Gretzky?
I think I read they stay in Nashville. And the Hulk's, he had a sizable chunk. Not as much as we thought, but still a good sizable bit that surprise kind of took herself out of the running for.
Well, she's married to an NHL player.
Does she?
I mean, not that he's like swimming in it, but like I see the thing about. I've said this story a bunch of times, and if family hears it, we're good. I'm just doing it as a life example for people. When it's not my mother, but when my grandmother passed, it felt to me not that it could have just been me, but I felt like there was a day when everybody was meeting over there, and it was going to be like a grab fest or
I hate that more.
So
than
I did not go. I said,
"Good for you."
I will whatever. You deem me have or blah blah blah. I will accept, but I don't want to watch, and it may not have been that way, but I don't want to see the end of a life and then it be like a
people fighting over
like it's
things.
Some kind of like, peaceful protest in Los Angeles where people are just smashing and grabbing.
Oh yeah,
I don't like it.
I'm about to blow your mind.
Oh, let me hold my nose.
Steph Curry makes well over $35 million a year, and there are a lot of players that do. Guess how much the highest paid NHL player made last year? Highest paid player in the league.
Highest paid, okay.
His name is Austin Matthews from the Maple Leafs.
God, it's not Connor Bedard?
No.
His last name sounds offensive.
McDavid over Bedard, but.
I would say he I mean, they got to be making at least $1 million a year.
Oh, yeah, yes, way more than $1 million.
Okay.
But it's not NFL or NBA money.
Five?
13.
Yeah.
Their contracts really aren't.
I wouldn't scoff that.
I wouldn't.
Well, hell no.
When you compare it to other leagues.
I can't ice skate, though. I'd have to scoff at that.
It's minuscule.
I wouldn't have got drafted.
You would fall
but,
coming out.
WNBA is the same way.
Like, yeah.
We were talking about the players get a few, it's nothing to scoff at, but a few $100,000 a year, but the – You know, like the fine that Sophie got was $500. Like in a professional sport, your fine is $500. I got three times that for being late to work all the time. Well, here in Greenville.
I hate Sophie. That happened with her dad because I'm looking at pictures of her and her husband and their little baby. And it seems like a sweet little couple.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if she talks to her mom much either. Like,
I wouldn't.
She might have put the kibosh on both of them.
Oh.
That was... I'm telling you, if your wife or husband has it in the back of their head that they want to get like a reality show with you and your family, divorce them immediately because it will happen down the road.
Did you see when Linda?
They always break up. Always.
Did you see when Linda posted about Hulk? She waited a little bit after he died, but she posted a picture of them two together, and she kind of took a shot at him. She said that, I loved him way more than he ever loved me. But basically said she couldn't recover from it, and he was the only man that she ever wanted to be with. That's pretty much what it said.
Mm.
They kind of put the shift on him for he'd been married. That was his third marriage when he went to this guy.
Yeah, he was married to Jennifer McDaniel in 2010.
And they all look like different versions of his daughter.
That's creepy.
Yeah, they really do.
Remember I mean, it is kind of creepy.
I remember him rubbing the lotion on Brooke. Remember?
Yeah.
Brookie?
I love the video. It's still good. I don't know what rap song he's listening to, but it's like it uses some language in it or whatever, and it shows him, and he's sitting there listening to it. And it's not like fake. It's from the old Hogan's Knows Best show. And it's him in his yellow truck driving down the road, and he's listening to like Meek Mill or somebody, and he's like bouncing his head. And I'm like,
oh, my God.
Not singing the words, I'm sure.
No. He would like do his head like he agreed with it though, and years later we'd find out he did.
Oh, boy.
I like it, brother.
Hmm. All right, well I'm patient.
Why can't I say it too, brother?
I can't believe it's been a week already.
You should have just said I was singing along with the song. I wasn't just saying that. That's you couldn't hear the music. I had headphones in. That's awful. Rest in peace.
Sad.
God.
Wow. You know, it's a shame that he wasn't. I don't hope they weren't estranged. He's a son, or did his son die?
No, Nick's still with us.
Okay.
Yep, believe he's a DJ. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Man, they must know what leukemia looks like. That sounds stupid, but
it seems to be. I don't know that it went away, but like it seems like it's on an upswing because Roman Reigns has leukemia.
Yeah.
Somebody else.
Kareem's got it.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has it.
Luau Cinder.
Yeah. Luau.
Luau.
Yeah, he's not from Hawaii.
He's named after a dance.
I thought he was named after a dance from Hawaii, too.
Somebody else has got it. Somebody has got the leukemia that I'm missing.
You're thinking of Macarena Williams.
I might be.
Yeah.
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 All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Paige, thank you so much. Fat boy.
Rest in peace.
Besides Lou Alcindor having leukemia, anything else going on?
I'm going to show you a picture, and you tell me if I'm getting worked or not.
Ooh.
Allegedly, this is a, because I told you about the band yesterday. There was a fake AI band, but people don't care. They still love the band.
Mm-hmm.
I got a picture of a football player. I don't know if he exists or not.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're going to do the trick when you do.
Is it that 500-pound rookie?
No, I didn't even see that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, look that up.
500-pound rookie?
Tell me about him.
Oh, okay. I can join you on Sports Next? No, he's a lineman, obviously. I think
I can hear about this kid.
Why is he so huge?
He plays, and he's in, I think he's a Buck. He's in Tampa.
Oh, I got to, tell me about him, please.
Okay, I'll find that.
Then I'll show you this picture. You tell me if it's a real player or not.
I mean, okay. Is he just huge, fat, or is he just thick and muscular?
Or is he like a lot of NFL players now where they look like they are literally all the species, all the different types of people of the world came together to make one person? Like, they look like not, you can't look at him and identify anything about him.
Like
Bryce Young.
What's the trick for AI to know if it's real or not? What do we look for in AI?
I can't tell you.
What's the first place you look at?
I'm not telling you. Oh, hands.
Yeah. Like, I got a picture. We're going to look at the hand. That's what's messing me up here. Tell me if I'm getting trolled or not.
You know what sucks? Is like, what if you were like in war and you got like a couple fingers blowed off, but then people always down the road say, "This is a fake picture. You only got three fingers."
You're
like, dude, I was in Nam, man. It's the problem of AI. We're all facing it. Good morning, everybody.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. Nothing like hearing that song twice. Check this out. This day in sports history, 1971, which was some time ago. I can't do a quick math.
Wow.
That would be 53 years ago.
Richard Petty, the king, we talked about him yesterday. God, I wish we still had those sound drops.
I do too.
I actually met him.
Oh, I bet he loved meeting you.
I didn't know who he was until my husband said, "You know who that is?"
What?
I know. I should be embarrassed.
You know who the king was?
I didn't remember. He drove by me. He goes, "You know who that is?" He just drove by.
I don't believe you. We just literally talked about meeting Richard Petty yesterday with Jug, and you did not mention that.
Why? It was stupid.
I'm just calling you out for you bourgeois.
Well, I feel dumb that I didn't even know who he was.
I feel offended you didn't know who he was.
He just drove past me. It's not like, oh, my God.
Well, so what happening when you move to West Coast, that southernness starts to just fade away.
On this date, Richard won the Dixie 500 in Atlanta. It was significant because he became the first NASCAR driver to earn over $1 million in career earnings at that point in 1971. He's got way more than that now.
What was the other part of that?
He won the Dixie 500.
Okay,
in
so
Atlanta.
I wonder if they just call it the D.
Got brawls in Atlanta.
The D?
Or it's just called the 500, like the chicks, the Dixie chicks, or just the chicks. So it's just called the 500 now.
Well, it makes you wonder if they recognize the title then. Like, you know, did Mark Rippon win a Super Bowl for the Redskins or for Washington?
That's a great question. Like, in the future, that would be like a question in maybe Sports Jeopardy. It'd be like, sorry.
Plus, was Monk the show? The OCD cop, based off of Art Monk.
Oh, who played for the Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I'm going to show you a picture here.
He wasn't a commander.
You tell me if this is real. Training camp's going on right now for the Carolina Panthers. Well, everybody in the NFL. And J.J. Weaver is a rookie this year for the Panthers. He is from Kentucky. He's 6'5", 241 pounds. He's a linebacker. It was probably going to play some end too. Look this.
Look this.
Look at it. Look at it.
Let's see if I can make this bigger. Check this out.
All right, I'm going to have to walk over.
All right, see if you can tell.
My eyes are gay. You know why? Because they suck balls.
Wow.
Holy moly.
What are we looking at?
What are you looking at? See.
Oh, yeah, let me show you too. Count the fingers for me.
I mean,
because this is a bona fide, legit, real player. He exists. He's got six fingers on his right hand.
You know, and the old civilization of human beings had six fingers. That's why they cut all their arms off as statues.
Well, you know, Hemingway had those cats. Maybe he came from Key West. Who knows?
Kentucky. And they look like they are they don't look defective or deformed.
Well, I was going to say the pinky and the ring finger look way smaller. Like, he's got... He could hitchhike better than anyone in the world. He, when he flips you off, also, your skin would crawl because that bird finger is twice the size of a normal.
You don't want to get a spanking.
You'd
from
get
that
turned
man.
On if he flipped you off, Paige.
If he spanked you, you would feel it.
Hell yeah! It dislocates your hip.
He's got something called polydactyly.
That's a dinosaur.
It says a congenital condition that results in extra fingers or toes.
Digits.
And it occurs in one in every 1,000 births.
God, wow.
That seems low for that.
How does that go? One, or is it on both hands?
I think it's just on the one.
All right.
How does that go unnoticed? If one in 1,000 people have them, like, are people getting them amputated off because they want to fit in? When really, y'all could... text faster than us.
That would be the one that I would shake with, because I'd put the hand out and go, yeah.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, I can trust you. He's one of my people. He's got six fingers.
Yeah.
Dude, he could get extra grip on his gimmick, for sure.
He could.
That
his
and,
gimmick.
Like, if he was a quarterback, like... Uh-huh.
He's not dropping that ball.
Well, what would...
Well, that might be an advantage at that
absolutely
point.
It would. You put more spin on that ball, more grip, like, wow.
This other picture I'm looking
never
at
thought
here.
Of it. What if you were born with three legs? Would they let you play in the NFL?
Most NFL players do.
Well, I knew you were going to say that. I should have prefaced it by saying not removing their genitals.
This other picture I'm looking at here is President Trump with J.D. Vance, and then I see Harrison Butker. Here's Hunter. Triple H for you who don't know.
Paul Levesque for nerds.
And RFK Jr. Why is Triple H at the White House? Well, they just announced, I don't know how this is going to work out, that the presidential fitness test is coming back to a school.
No! He's new Arnold?
thinking he is.
Dude, that's awesome.
What does
awesome,
that mean?
Awesome.
Is that like the 6-minute run where they torture you?
They made, Ronald Reagan made Arnold Schwarzenegger some kind of title, and it was just to motivate kids to work out. And,
like fitness ambassador
or
something
that.
Like
that's
that.
That's great.
There was commercials and little videos and stuff that would play back then, and it kind of made it like, I didn't ever pay attention to it. It made it cool to work out and stuff, though.
Yeah.
I should have listened way back then, but
oh, God, you know who was there but who's not in the picture for some reason? LT. Why? I didn't see cigar smoke anywhere.
Is this ambassador going to get...
You ain't talking LaDainian Tomlinson. You're talking about Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah, Lawrence Taylor was there for the announcement. It was discontinued in 2012.
And yeah, it was Biden didn't care about people staying in shape.
It was replaced with something else, a different assessment.
An open border.
Well, here's the thing. Like, do the schools have to do it now, or is this going to be a big legal situation?
I mean...
We had to run a mile once.
If you don't...
1 mile? We had to do 6.
God, did you go to the Marine, like, elementary school? I mean, God almighty.
6-mile run. Whatever that was.
I had to do 8.
It was horrible.
We did 8 miles.
What kind of school did you go to?
She went to 6-mile. Did you guys... She had to do 8 miles.
Did you guys eat MREs for lunch?
No.
In the war ditch?
What was it? 6-minute run? I don't remember.
Yeah, you wanted to do a 6-minute mile.
It was horrible, because I remember it was always when it was hot.
Yeah.
I went to school with a guy who could do it in 4 minutes, like maybe 4:10. I don't know if he still can, because we're in our 40s now. But
yeah, but God bless,
his name
really?
Was Derek Wyatt. He was really fast.
Did he play ball or run track or anything?
No, he just did track and cross country.
I wonder if people like that's good at parkour.
Probably.
Could he just run and just navigate through like a village in Brazil?
Watching that dude run at half speed was still way faster than anybody else.
Did you used to have to do a certain amount of pull-ups on the bars?
No, see, we didn't have to do that. We didn't have to crawl the rope.
Oh, man.
None of that stuff.
Coach Arsorio would just look at him and give me a head nod.
You went to a good school.
He's like, yeah, we good. You don't need to try. I know you can't.
This where I'll shout out Coach McManus here. He would let us play basketball because he'd play with us. And if we had a good game going, he would write us tardy slips for the next class. And if you don't want to play basketball, you can go play ping pong.
Our coach let us play horse, but with dirty words. No kidding.
That's great.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
I'm sure they don't do that now. But.
Desmond Watson is the guy. He's a defensive tackle rookie in Tampa Bay, 22 years old, 6'6", 464 pounds. The Bucks signed him after he was undrafted, but he signed after the 2025 NFL draft, and they placed him on reserves because they said they need him to get into shape.
Aww. Yeah, man, he went to Florida. Florida's also got the tall basketball player.
He wouldn't have had 63 tackles in one season. He had 63 tackles over his career. Is that good for 3 years? Yeah.
I mean, well, depending on how much you play, like
15 games for. Yeah, it's not all that great, is it?
Florida tried to work out that basketball player for special teams. He's 7'9". They wanted him to block field goals, and they said he couldn't block them in practice. I mean, so I don't know if he's going to walk on the team or not.
How big is he? 7 foot?
7'9".
Dang it.
Young kids.
How many fingers he got?
He's got all his fingers.
What are these kids?
It might be really long.
Like, with all the body mod and stuff, like, if you could say, hey, you were born with a penis, but now you can buy a vagina, what if I wanted to add a sixth finger?
Paige, you might have to climb up his leg to soak his cork.
Now I want to know if he's proportionate.
I don't drink wine
no more. Just as
tall
as he is long. You know what I mean? Like, if his body's longer, if his legs are longer, if it's proportioned, because it would look funny if he's got, like, a really tall body.
Big Show said it was in proportion, but he never gave measurements. Like, he didn't say, you know, what was, you know, big or little or...
Oh.
Right around.
Yeah.
I mean, does it look like a tuna can?
In the lamp.
You just got to use the inflation rate. Like, say, average man is 5'10". So if he is, what, 6, really in real life, like 6'7"?
Uh-huh.
Six-o?
Yeah.
Probably 6'10".
So, okay, right. Really? Okay.
Let's say at least.
That's one I've never seen in person.
I think he was 6'2 when he was 13.
Really?
Yeah.
So, well, I've seen him in wrestling, but like never been like eye level to see. But, so if a guy's fat and he's that, a foot taller, and the average guy is, right? Isn't that what we said in the news? 4 inches?
I think so, yeah. Let me measure for you real quick. Hang on.
Like, he should be about, like, that many.
Are we talking about dangling or, you know?
Well, I don't know. What is the other thing? Is that, like, ready to go, or is that just, like, just woke up?
Flaccid.
Do you want to be a grower or a shower or both? Can you be both? I bet you show me what you're growing.
What if you were always a shower, but then when...
Yeah, does it change?
Yeah.
Because you're...
You know what I was saying.
When you're a man, your ears and your nuts never stop growing.
Really?
Look at an old man's ears. You won't be able to see his nuts, but you can see his ears.
Yeah.
Guy at the barbershop the other
day. Well, I mean, if it's dragging, what do you
do? I mean, you can see him. We couldn't see him.
Guy at the barbershop the other day said, you know what? He said, I've realized something now that we do not lose our hair. It actually... goes back into our body. Men do not lose hair. Women lose hair because you see it in their brushes and stuff.
Yeah.
But men don't. Ours just goes back into our body. And then it comes out of our ears. It comes out of our nose. It comes out of our beeholes. Men's hair starts to just pop out of these wild places. It never did.
What if it starts growing back up there? You'll have butthole hair on your head.
You imagine like what Crystal Gayle would look like? She would have it all attached.
There ain't enough shampoo in the world that's going to, you know, clean butthole hair if it's on your head.
Oh, my God.
You're just going to have a condition.
It's going to be my next product.
You better stay out of the sweat.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Shampoo. Like poo. Get it?
P1 Pretty Girl 87.
Oh, yeah.
P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.